going to start with the exposure, Elva, that you got on your what looks to be quite an adventure across southern New Mexico.
Yeah, I went all the way up through Socorro into Catron County, and in 2 days I covered 637 miles. It was really a fun journey, and I discovered things. Even though I've been there before, I discovered new things. And had my first pie from Pie Town, New Mexico.
So there is plenty of pie in Pie Town.
Oh, there's lots of pie.
What was your favorite thing about Pie Town?
I guess my favorite thing really was that the Continental Divide Trail goes right next to it. And there are some very interesting characters. If you just hang out in the restaurant, people just come in and talk about the strangest things and the most wonderful journey they've had from all the way up from Canada all the way down through almost at the end of their trail.
And what of that trip did you bring to this edition of Desert Exposure?
I just took lots of photos. I brought pictures at Kamado Lake and sunsets, making pies, and some of the critters along the way.
All right. We're moving from that to where we all are. We talked about pies. It's pie season. It's the holidays. They're here, and there's so much to take advantage of around our area. What have you included for folks to note?
So our area kind of goes crazy at Christmas time. In all our communities, there are luminarias everywhere. There's some very special luminaria displays and festivals going on. The plaza at in Socorro has a musical festival as their luminarias are lit and walked about. In Elephant Butte, you can go on a beautiful beach walk where they've put up thousands and thousands of luminarias, and they have a great evening there. In Fort Selden, which is a bit closer to Las Cruces, they also have a lovely display, and you can go there and make your own as well.
And our own beautiful NMSU campus will be brightly shining with luminarias pretty soon as well. And moving on to something that during the holidays, a lot of people look for ways to give back, but a lot of people and communities around southern New Mexico have really been pouring their hearts and souls into giving since the springtime when there was this migrant crisis, if you want to call it that, and the outpouring of, you know, goodness that we saw in our communities. And you have an update for us now.
Unfortunately, after many of our communities, including Deming, rallied to support asylum seekers and provide them with a place to go in term, unfortunately, they've all disappeared out of those places. Well, Deming has handled that in a very special way. They've taken their energy that they spent putting together a place for the asylum seekers and gathering beneficial things for them. They've taken that energy and turned it internally to Luna County, where they're now providing safe places and provisions and money going toward their own houseless people, as they say in the article. And so our Deming writer Marjorie Lilly writes about that.
And finally, we want to turn to what I think is going to be something you definitely don't want to miss in this desert exposure. And this is just going to be something that's going to excite a lot of people. I mean, the name alone is pretty cool. The Trinity Turtle Labyrinth. Tell us about it.
So there's a lady in Otero County who has been dreaming of a place that people can go to find peace and healing. She and her organization, CAPT, aim to create the largest labyrinth in the United States that is in the desert of Otero County. It can be found in between Tularosa and Alamogordo on the 5470 highway. Currently, there's a part of it already in place. It's basically the head, and you can go there and visit it and walk it because it's a labyrinth in itself. Teresa Van Winkle, who is the originator of the idea, has said that the research shows the simple act of walking a labyrinth reduces stress by 80%. So if you happen to be driving through the area, especially in the days before Christmas, you can catch and walk the labyrinth as the path twinkles with the light of thousands of tea lights.
And there's a diagram in the desert exposure to give you an idea of what it's going to look like. Elva, thank you very much.
Thank you.